The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So with the recording turned on, hello again, everyone. Welcome to this edition of Happy Hour. So I want to bring in a teaching I recently learned. I was a guest presenter at a retreat on death and dying, which is, as many of you know, I love teaching about mindfulness of mortality as a way to live more fully, compassionately, wisely. Anyway, so I was at a Tibetan retreat center last week at Serenity Ridge, and Tenzin Wangyal Rinpoche was a Tibetan teacher, respected Tibetan teacher, which I had the pleasure and privilege to meet. Many of his teachings really resonated with me, and I wanted to bring one today and related to the practice we do. So I heard him, he was teaching about how we identify at times with our pain identities. And I liked the way of referring to it that way, because, you know, here we talk about our identities and clinging and grasping to our identities in ways that are not very helpful for our growth and for our happiness and for our not suffering. And especially this idea of pain identities is a really interesting one. So let's pause with that and feel into it. So this idea of pain identities, you know, identifying with our pain, identifying with our smallness, with our neediness, with all the ways that I am this, I am this small person who cannot forgive, or still angry, or still hurt, or whatever it might be, just the pain identity. So identifying with them, not to say, again, the idea here is not that we not acknowledge our pain. This is not the idea at all. But it's about how strongly we grasp and we cling. That's it. We cling to some of our pain identities sometimes. Again, this teaching is not about negating that, yes, there is pain, there is suffering, there is difficulty to be with, to acknowledge, and to move through. And yet, when it becomes this idea of identification and in the way of clinging, then it's not very helpful. It becomes a prison. The pain identities become a prison. So a couple of ways to work with when we realize that we're clinging, when we're caught in our pain identities. One, as we practice at Happy Hours, to bring wise metta, wise reflection, wise compassion to it. And then if we lean into the wisdom a bit more, to the wise aspect of it, is actually seeing it clearly, and just seeing it for what it is, and perhaps borrowing, again, from the Tibetan language a bit, but it could be Theravada too, is to let it self-liberate. It's like when you really clearly see it, like, wow, you see it so clearly for what it is, and you're not enchanted by it anymore. You're not enchanted by clinging and identifying with your pain. It clears up and it self-liberates. And every moment of clear seeing undoes patterns, habit patterns of identification. So, of course, none of this work is overnight. It's not supposed to be. But every moment that we see it clearly, there it is. Here it is, with the openness of heart, with spaciousness of heart, with stability, with care, with awareness, clear awareness. and not attaching to it, but just seeing it as part of the cause and conditions and the habit patterns or that are causing suffering. Ah, as it self-liberates, it undoes, it just, shifts the habit pattern a little bit. And it's a beautiful reflection. It's a beautiful practice to really see it in this way. Again, these are all related practices that we have in many, in both Theravada and Tibetan tradition. And yet I like this way of relating to it, this way of entering into it. So I wanted to share that with you because was interesting to me and also practicing with it in this particular way of entering into it. So I want to invite this reflection in the guided meditation, and I will guide us. And of course, later we'll have time for reflecting with one another and for asking questions. What I just said is completely unclear or maybe as clear as mud, of course we'll have a chat. Hopefully I'll clear it up a little bit in the guided meditation if you humor me, and we'll practice with it. Let's try it on for size. Let's try it on for size. Ready? Let's do it. Okay. So I invite us all to get into our meditation posture. If you need to shift and move, this is a really good time to do so. Ah. So, landing in our bodies, in our posture. Ah. Arriving, as always, we arrive right here, right now, in this moment. Ah, this body and this breath. Softening, relaxing the body and inviting the breath. Sensations to be received. You know what to do. We'll take a few minutes to arrive and settle together. In community, in this body embodied with the breath. Allowing ourselves, inviting ourselves to let go and take refuge in this moment, just in the simplicity of this moment. Sitting and being breathed. One breath at a time. If thoughts arise, it's okay. It's not a sin. Noticing what's arising with kindness. Seeing it clearly and celebrating that we're awake, we're aware now. And settling with the body again to support more stability of the mind in this moment. And as we relax and receive the breath, the sensations of the body, can we invite a sense of goodwill, friendliness for ourselves, whatever condition this body and this mind and heart are in this moment? As if we were relating to ourselves, seeing ourselves as a friend. Oh, dear friend, you're tired. I appreciate, I see that you're tired. It's hard. Or you're distracted, dear friend. Yeah, it's hard. Or whatever it might be, you're sad or you're joyful, dear friend. Yes, I see you. I wish you well. Bringing friendliness for this being who is me in this moment. Embracing ourselves with friendliness and care. As if there is no tomorrow. This is the moment. If not being friendly to ourselves now, then when? This is the time. Not waiting for unseen tomorrows to wait to be kind to ourselves, but right now, right now, right here. Again, as if there is no tomorrow, this is it. Cherishing, loving, appreciating ourselves, this being who is me. Who's worked so hard and has challenges and hopes and dreams. The full mess of this being who is me. Can I love them? Can I love myself in this moment, just as I am? With all my goodness and beauty and my mess. Embracing it all, loving it all, with humility, with tenderness, vulnerability. To love the imperfection, just as it is. imperfectly loving the imperfect me in this moment. And this imperfect metta, imperfect love for the imperfection of this being who is me, with hopes and dreams and goodwill and neuroses. This might be enough practice for tonight. The space of kindness, goodwill, as much as is available, resting here. And if there are perhaps any particular issues that are arising from earlier, as I referred to, any pain identities, any ways I'm clinging to a story, a thought, a way that I am or I'm not, that's making my heart and mind tight, clingy. Can I see it clearly for what it is? Not me, not mine. It just is. I don't need this. It's impersonal anyway, born of causes and conditions. Can I smile at it and let it be, not pushing it away, not denying it, accepting that, yes, at times I cling in this way to this identity that's not helpful, it brings suffering for me. And yet it's made up of causes and conditions. It's not real. It's not real. And seeing this, seeing the fabrication of it, seeing it so clearly in the space of kindness and metta, can make it fall apart. Fall apart. Seeing it as insubstantial cuts it down to its size. Again, see if this is available, if it's relevant. If it's not, don't worry about it. Just stay with a space of kindness for yourself. Just an option, if it's relevant. As we turn to bring this sitting period to a close together, appreciating our imperfect effort, our imperfect engagement, just as it was, just as it was. It's never perfect. It's okay. It's one of the marks of existence, imperfect, impermanent, impersonal. And appreciating that we showed up, we did the best we could, given the causes and conditions. And may our wholehearted, imperfect effort be a cause and condition for our waking up, our freedom, and those of all beings everywhere. Ding, ding, ding. Thanks, everyone. Thanks for your practice. How sweet to sit with you together. So the arc of the practice was at the beginning, sitting with the breath, with the body, settling. Then I invited us to be kind, to be kind to this being who is me, as if there is no tomorrow. This is the time. If not now, then when? What are we waiting for? What are we saving? Our metaphor right here, right now. That was the invitation. Then I also brought in, besides impermanence, the first mark of existence, I also brought in imperfection. So this being is imperfect. Hopes and dreams and intentions and neuroses, all of it. Can I love this being imperfectly? This imperfect being imperfectly, right here, right now, in the light of impermanence. Those are the two invitations to really bring a space of kindness and metta. And then if there was any pain identities that were active, then I invited us to see them as impersonal, the third mark of existence. See, now it's all making sense according to Buddhist principles. The third mark of existence, it just is based on causes and conditions. We take it personally, and yet habit patterns have been set into place. And can we see it within the space of kindness with clarity, even just for a split second? That seeing clearly can undo the habit patterns of clinging and personalizing, and I'm this way, and I'm like, just seeing it clearly for one split second. That's enough. And again, if there was nothing available to work with, and it was just peace and love, great. Hang out there. No problem. But if there's something to work with, then that was the invitation. And then some silence. So that was the arc. That was the arc. So now the invitation is, if you want to check in with yourself in the presence of two other caring practitioners who are just going to hold kind, caring space for you without commenting, without interrupting, just holding presence. And you are invited to explore for your own sake and say, oh, I tried this and this didn't work and that worked. And really, again, it's like journaling out loud. That can be very powerful, as you know already. And in the small groups, if you're not speaking, please mute yourself so you're not interrupting. Let the person who's speaking have a minute to explore. And then if you're speaking, let's go reverse alphabetical order according to first name. Reverse alphabetical order, the first person will offer a nugget. And it could be like, I explored, but I was so distracted and I wasn't really following what she was saying. It's fine. There's no right or wrong answer. Just explore what's happening for you, what's true for you. And then make sure everybody gets the chance to speak and you go round and round. And we'll have about 7 minutes or so before we come back, something like that, 7, 8 minutes. So with that, I'm going to create the breakout rooms now. And again, be kind. Take care of yourself. Take care of one another. No commenting, no crosstalk. Just holding kind space for yourself and for one another and exploring this is really precious, precious community, really precious community. So, I am going to open the rooms now. Here we go. Come back from group. So, welcome back. So, we have a few minutes for reflections. What did you discover, learn, both from the practice, from interacting, talking with one another, exploring for yourselves? And if you raise your Zoom hand, it would be easy to see you. And also, I'm going to open the chat in case you want to communicate that way. So, how's it going? How was the practice? What worked? What didn't? Comments, complaints, everything is welcome. Noella, what's up?
What's up?
What's up?
Well, we just began to talk on like what I identified as my senior identity, which is very close in nature to my pain identity, because I feel more and more like arthritic and things closing in, you know, memory, whatever. And, you know, first of all, I'd rather call it my elder identity, which encompasses more wisdom than just the pain body. But also, I just wanted to thank my group for really sincere and heartfelt sharing tonight. Mm-hmm. Community feels so good to me. Thank you.
Thank you, Noella. Thank you so much for appreciation you brought in, the heartfelt appreciation of the Sangha. And Sangha community is, as the Buddha said, is not 50%. It's not half of spiritual path. It's all of it. Just the support of one another. Also, what you were sharing, Noella, about, you know, your pain identity, in some ways you're preferring to call it the elder identity, with the physical pain of the body. And I wanted to actually clarify something I said. This term pain identity, it's not necessarily not so much physical pain, but it's really the idea of painful identities or suffering identities, identities that bring suffering in our minds, is attachment that brings suffering. So it's not necessarily a painful body, because one might have a painful body, but it might just be, okay, this body is in pain. It is what it is. It's getting older. It's getting painful. So not necessarily the same physical pain. I just wanted to clarify that in case I hadn't.
I understand that, but I do feel like being a senior does have a lot of emotional pain as well.
Yeah.
And a lot of suffering as that comes with just being less and less viable in our community that worships youth so much.
And thank you. So thank you for clarifying that yes, it is, it's all of that. It's all of, you know, the tangle of the societal, etc. And I do want to ask you, with the invitation, was there a moment, perhaps, maybe not tonight, but to see this elder identity as, yeah, it can, there is some suffering and pain because of all the cause and conditions, and yet it's okay. It is what it is.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Noella. Thank you. May you feel supported by yourself, by the community, by all the resources and support and care and love, seen and unseen, near and far. Thank you. Diana, I see your hand.
There were a couple of things that really got me that I loved, and one was bringing in the whole mess, and which really spoke to me. But then it reminded me of a time in the recent past, an experience that I had when you were meditating, and then it was the whole catastrophe. And I don't know if you or anyone remember it, but we brought in the whole catastrophe. And I happened to look up, and you had this really kind of big smile on your face as you were meditating. So I suspected at the time, she's having fun with this, with bringing in the whole catastrophe. It's just an aside. But the other thing was when you brought up, well, words to the effect of not now for loving and caring for myself. Well, when? So I was thinking, well, okay, what does this really mean? So I can wait till tomorrow afternoon, or gee, in another 6 months or another year, I will have learned to do this, this, this in the practice, and I'll be more advanced, and then I can learn what that's all about and advance and all that. But then, so then I think you repeat, well, how, if not now, when? How about right now? And so that just really got to me. So it's now. So even briefly. So that's it. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Diana, for reflecting this back, for being such a beautiful mirror of deep practice. Yeah. If not now, then when? How about right now? Yeah. Beautiful. I'm touched by how this touched you. It's just reflecting and mirroring the impact of impermanence. Yeah. If not now, then when? Yes, absolutely. And yes, the full catastrophe. I do remember that. In fact, we were just talking about the whole mess. I was thinking, oh yeah, the full catastrophe. I've used that term before, and that's kind of in the way also too.
But you also did it with a grin on your face, Jim. All our eyes were closed, and there was Nikki with this giant smile on.
Well, you know, it's embracing the full. I mean, that's the beauty. That's the joy of practice. And I'll share with you this morning. I was doing an event for Tricycle Magazine about ethics of AI and about basically about AI and a Buddhist take on AI. And towards the end, essentially, I was saying, well, you know, yes, we do the best we can with AI, and there's a lot of efforts and activities that I know of for ethical AI and all of that. And yet, yeah, it's this human experiment, this humanity thing, we might go extinct. And can we be okay with that? We need to be okay with this because it's all impermanent, imperfect, impersonal. It's just, we need to embrace. Yes, this is beautiful, precious. We're going to do our best. We're going to use all our energies for betterment and for service and for kindness and compassion. And it may not work out at the end. Right? And it's okay. Can we embrace the end with a big heart, with a smile on our faces, knowing that we've done the best we could, as well as we could, imperfectly. So is that the full catastrophe. Yeah. Thanks, Diana. Claire, I see your hand. And what's up, Claire?
Well, two very different things. Actually, three, because my husband is studying AI as we speak. He's trying to become an expert in it. So I will be back to you on that one. That's causing me some pain, actually, but that's another story. The two things, when you brought up the whole subject of pain, what was the phrase you used? Pain
identities.
Yes. I have had one since I was 12 years old. My father died, and I have walked around with that pain for many decades. So I'm very interested in the next part of the process, you know, freeing myself from that. I mean, I knew it wasn't healthy, but it's just, it was sort of hung over me. And it's been part of who I was, the girl who lost her father. And I don't really want to be that person, but somehow I couldn't figure out how to get rid of her. So maybe we'll talk more, but I'm going to start to explore it.
Thanks for bringing this up, little Claire. Actually, let's pause right here. This is, if I may, if I may make a suggestion,
Sure.
especially based on what the words that were, the context, are the words that we use. Really talk about the context. So how about not trying to get rid of her, Claire? This identity of the young girl who's lost her father, not trying to get rid of her, but how about really loving her completely, accepting her completely, letting her grieve, letting her be exactly as she wants to be, not trying to get rid of the pain identities. It's because it's the only way is through. There needs to be the full love and acceptance, and then the wisdom can see it clearly for what it is. Otherwise, it becomes aversion.
Okay. I'll work on it. There are times that I feel very sorry for her, but most of the time she's a burden to me. So.
Oh, and my dear, pity is not compassion either, right? Pity is not compassion. Pity is actually the masquerader. It masquerades as compassion, but it reduces compassion. It blocks compassion. Pity. It's like, oh, you're poor you. It's like, oh, you're less than. Whereas she's done her best. This is hard. This is hard. And also the view that she's a burden to you. Well, maybe she's actually supported you and encouraged you and made you bolder. And there have been ways that this relationship may not be what you take it to be.
Okay. How do I find that out?
I think first and foremost to accept her and to love her completely. Let her come out of exile.
Okay.
Does that make sense? The invitation.
Yes, and no. I understand the invitation. I'm not sure about the implementation, but
Yeah,
I'll work on it.
I'm happy to stay a couple of minutes after we
Okay.
close tonight
Okay.
and chat with you, Claire. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank
Thank you.
you. Thank you.
Thank you so much for bringing it in.
So, well, just real quickly, the other one is the pain of aging because I'm way up there and I'm starting new careers and doing new jobs. And, so I don't think it has to be painful, but that's just my take on it. In other words, it's how you choose to live
Right,
it.
may or may not be, may or may not be, right? It's we're all different. It's yeah. So since we've got a couple of minutes over, thank you. Well, please stay clear. Don't log out. I'm going to yes, dedicate the merit. May the merit of our practice together, our imperfectly perfect practice together be of benefit to all beings everywhere. May all beings everywhere wake up, including ourselves. Ding, ding, ding. Here's my perfectly imperfect verbal rings. Thank you all. Thank you so much for your practice. It's so good to be with you. I'm going to invite you all to unmute yourselves for our cacophonous goodbye. Thanks, everyone.
Thanks,
Thank
Nick. Thank
you.
you
so
Thank
much.
you.
Thanks, Nikki. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Everyone.
Bye.
Good night.
Good
night.
Bye.
Take care, everyone.
Bye, everyone.
You're all very beautiful. Thank you.
Aww.
Oh, thank you.
Take care, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.